Hello everyone, welcome. This is Tracy Holloway and this is the third part of our powerful new series, Sister Space. And what a great space this is for us all to get together. For those of you listening live, then make a note that the fifth part of this series is being broadcast on a Monday evening, not a Sunday, just in case you hadn't noticed that before. We're utilising the full moon energies and attuning more deeply to all that they inspire. And so we'll be getting together on that Monday evening. We're working together with each other as well as in perfect flow with the energetic and cosmic cycles. The lunar phase has always been important, especially for women. And as we gracefully accept this natural ebb and flow, we can learn to trust, let go, and allow more than ever before. Allow yourself to be in tune with the lunar phase, just by gently observing how you feel. Every person's different. Every moon phase holds different qualities for self-exploration. Some will take you high, expanding, opening, uplifting, whilst others may take you into a deep, introspective space where you want to close off from the world around you for a while. You drop into a more sensitive, kind of sacred relationship with yourself. High or low, introspective or extrovert, deep or shallow, one thing we can say about the moon is that she is never dull. No, she's always there. We don't always see her. Sometimes when she magically appears from behind the clouds, we can feel really honoured. You know, honoured to have caught that glimpse of her. At other times we may see her in the daytime sky, like a smile against the blueness, reminding us that things are rarely just black and white. Those times when she's full and we see her whole and complete, we can ourselves feel restored, as if her cycles brought us to a peak. At these times, everything can feel magnified. And so if you ever get that urgency to get things sorted out just before the full moon, you know, when it's all brewing, and take heed, you know, get it all done. Because you know that that magnification at that full moon time will either give you that sense of achievement, success, completion and celebration. Or if you sense the flow, the calling and the urgency building, but you instead resist or dig your heels in and protest and sabotage yourself, then come the full moon, your sense of failure and, you know, that feeling like you've let yourself down, be hard to escape. She will magnify your inner world for you so that you can see and sense things more clearly. It's not being magnified to punish you or to trouble you, but to support you and encourage you. The magnifying glass of a powerful full moon can help you find anything that you might have lost in the darkness, so you can finally deal with it appropriately. When we see her in her various phases, it's a reminder that we're never meant to appear the same all the time, that we too are forever reflecting light in different ways. And though the way we play with the light creates various shadows, the light itself is always a constant. The light is always the light. And for the moon, the way she appears is due to the shadow created by her relationship with the earth. As how she reflects the sun's light influences her appearance as she takes her monthly trip around the planet. She moves around the earth. How she reflects the light changes, and we see her pattern dance across the sky. Always changing, like our moody, emotional nature, she reflects the inner changes occurring deep within us. Inner changes that are constantly influenced by our relationship, the relationship between our light and our density, our pure essence and our physical body, our light presence and our ability to ground that which we are in physical form. We see her in the sky, but there's nothing that we see outside of ourselves which is not a reflection of that which is within. If the moon were not circling the earth and instead just reflected, if she just reflected the light of the sun, then there would be no phases, there would be no changes, no ebb, no flow. We would just see the light mirrored in the moon consistently reflecting one constant picture of luminosity. But we are earthbound, learning how to play with matter. It's a challenge sometimes. It can be a struggle. And though the light is constant, we can often forget this or deny it completely. The moon's there to remind us to go within and remember who we are and why we're here. To question our relationship with ourselves and the cosmos and inquire about our true nature. Sister Moon, our friend, she knows that we experience darkness, but she knows too that these are just perception or projection created by the shadows the earth casts. Our lives take many turns, and there are all kinds of challenges and ups and downs. There's currently conflict created by waking up to the fullness of our light, whilst living in the density of a world previously created by the mind. And the mind, of course, is important, and its ability to help us shape the world in which we live should never be underestimated. But when the mind is full of unconscious negativity and fearful, worried thought forms, then earthly existence can feel harsh. The old world in which we find ourselves was created by the mind that remembers the pain and sorrow of our human history. The new world is created from collective intuitive knowing, embracing our inner wisdom and power, and mapping the framework of reality based on a blueprint that the mind has been given by the true empowered heart. The deeper, intuitive, wise and reflective female energy is now sought to help bring the world back into balance. And the feminine essence holds the template for this. And so harnessing this natural power within yourself is essential. It's been withheld, denied, sacrificed, abused, almost lost completely in some. But like the moon, though hidden at times, it's always there. The wise women are coming together and remembering. They're not only seeing more clearly than ever before, but this time their light will be supported and not suppressed by the masculine, mind-dominated, nature-separated, fragmented, fearful, arrogant, self-righteous, dictatorial, power-hungry, unconscious, disassociated fraudsters. This time there will be no doubt. The rise of true wisdom, true power is waking up within each one. The rise of this true power is only part of the picture. There is so much to forgive. There is much to acknowledge. There's a great deal to embrace. We must have the courage to let go of the past and learn to trust each other again. This ultimately begins with learning to trust yourself fully. Your light must shine. It always has and it always will. Though the shadows that have been cast have led you to search deeper within and remember the wisdom of that hidden light. A new level of consciousness is now created, elevating the mind to align with the true purpose of the empowered heart, a new richness. Feminine power is being experienced as the sisterhood is re-established and a restoration of our sacred inner temple is achieved. We're writing a new phase, a never-before-seen phase, a phase that will in time be seen dancing across the sky. The truth is that it's written in the stars, as is everything that is known to be true in the heart. We're receiving the guidance and transmission required to align fully with the transformative energies of this time. Together, we will establish a new level of conscious awareness, sharing what we know, coming together in truth, wisdom and love. To nourish this planet and her children and all life here. So that this phase will be the foundation of a new way of being for humanity. Where our true sacred mother's love emanates from the heart of all. Nurturing all life without discrimination, prejudice or fear. The rise of true feminine power is here, is happening within you. It will take far more energy to deny it than it will to embrace it and let it flow. Its time has come, and your experience of this elevation is paramount to our humanity's overall success. To our global evolution, to our sacred celebration as we return to wholeness, to oneness. How you open your heart and receive this energy is the new chapter in the book of your life. Everything that's gone before this has been there to bring you to this point, this moment now, everything. Everything has guided you here. Everything that has ever happened to you has happened to awaken you to your innermost wisdom and power. Even those times when you've been lost, confused, disempowered, abused. Everything is perfect. Everything is in alignment. The time is now. You've arrived. This is a new moon, a new phase, a new cycle. Let us deepen our connection to ourselves and one another at this time. Deepen our connection to the cosmos, to all the energies available to us here, to build a deep and lasting relationship that will support our great unfoldment as we open up the layers of our precious light being so that we can receive this greatness, the guidance to be all that we came here to be, not just individually, but collectively. It's been a challenging time. Different challenges for different people. But the answer is always the same. The answer's always in the heart, in the deep intuitive wisdom that flows throughout the fabric of this great cosmos, weaving the picture of our unity, which each of those threads reminding us of the interconnectedness of all life, that we can never be separate, as we are all one. Take a moment to settle into your heart space fully. If you haven't done so already, then get yourself really comfortable. Closing your eyes. Taking your awareness to your breath, the breath of life. And breathe in that sacred connection that you have to all. Breathing in that thread, that life force that runs throughout everything, everywhere. Breathe it into the very fabric of your being. And allow each out-breath to release you completely from thoughts and feelings of separation, anxiety, stress. Breathing in your true power. Breathing out any disempowerment you've experienced. Breathing in the light of this new moon. And breathing out the darkness of the shadow. Breathing in the quiet reflection. And breathe out any dense, dark, resistant patterns or feelings, and come more deeply into allowing, into flowing, into letting that sacred light, that breath, that flow ride gently and rhythmically through you. Helping you to settle. Settle into yourself. Settle into this space. Settle into this moment in time. This sacred place that you're creating as you give yourself this space and time for you. To acknowledge the depths within, the true power you hold, and the infiniteness of your presence. This is a very special and sacred time. You are not alone. In truth, you are never alone. You are intricately woven throughout all, in all places at one time, without limits. In light, you can know this. In light, you can feel this. You can be this, and you can experience the fullness of what this means by accessing and building a relationship with your multidimensional self. You're never alone. The time of loneliness is over. The time of connection, support, love and unity is here. No matter where you live across the globe, no matter what your situation is, or what brings you to this space, all that's asked of you is that you're here in love. As you drop deeper into your heart, allowing the loving heart to support you, to embrace you, to envelop you in a beautiful, loving energy. An energy that you deserve. That you're learning to receive more and more of every day. Have a moment of gratitude to yourself for taking this time. So there may be challenges and there may be blocks and there may be difficulties in your life. You know that your true power comes from connecting deep within yourself. And so be grateful to yourself for not only remembering this, but for taking action, grounding this power, utilizing the energies of this time. You are creating a circle of light. You can hold the hand of the person next to you, the person on the left, the person on the right. You can see and sense and feel the energy move all around, connecting each one together. This beautiful circle. This energy is growing more powerful than ever before. as you drop more deeply into it, trusting its support, trusting the sisters and the brothers of this sacred space to support you, to know you, to hold you in this perfect embrace. You can look around. You can sense and see that this is your community. Each and every one here like you to see and to learn to know how important it is to be. You do know you can be yourself, don't you? You do feel able to shine out now, don't you? To let others know that you have access to a deeper wisdom and truth within. Something you sense, something important, something that guides you from deep within. Look around and see and sense and know the truth is here in this circle, as each and every other individual following that same calling. And though no one would pretend to know all, each and every one is searching for truth, and to know that truth, and to live according to that wisdom. An awakened wisdom that we can all share to help nurture the future generations, to love, to care. You've taken your place. You're so welcome here. This is a wonderful celebration. It's your time to step forward into the center of this circle, into the powerful light that's being created now as everyone brings their heart energy together at that central point. That central point of power. Not only the focus of all of those hearts, but guided by all the stars as their light watches over all that we embrace. And they give us the support, encouragement, so that we can face all these challenges. Stand in the center. Allow yourself to feel this powerful light. You are so special, sacred child of light. There is nothing you have to do right now. Nowhere else you need to be. Just step up and stand and absorb this frequency. Everyone around watches, smiling, happy to see you take your place. Wish you abundance, love, support, joy, and grace. There is no rush. there is an infinite flow. And so you haven't got to be quick in order to make sure that others have a go. You can stand in that light for as long as you like. In fact, allow yourself to be there for the rest of the night. Can soak up those energies, can feel truly blessed. You can know what it feels like to feel like the best of yourself, the best you can be, the best you can show. Can show humanity standing there with integrity, knowing that all you have to do is be, returning the power that sets you free, gives you the love. Heart's sacred key. You can open the heart. You can let this light flow. You can pass on this frequency to everyone you know. You can take this moment in this blessed space to emanate out throughout all time and space, an infinite blessing to have ease and grace for the transformative process that together we embrace. You are the light of true transformation. You hold within you the key to transform the world. Not just this world, but the worlds within worlds within worlds that we exist. Awakening to the totality of existence, the infinite present. Power that we have to emanate truth and love throughout this great cosmos for all to share, so that we can see more clearly, know intuitively, live consciously. You're anchoring the start of a whole new phase of human existence. You're anchoring the light of the very first star. She who knows how to create all with love. You can flow with this light. You can journey within. You can find a place where a story begins. Once upon a time, you were walking along a path without any real aim. just wandering, just pondering, just sensing, just seeing, just wondering, wondering how it would be to find that balance, to live in unity, surrendering to your totality. And there, as you wander along this path, meandering to the left, meandering to the right, eventually you see in the distance two huge stones standing high, one to the left, one to the right. These stones, like megaliths, are so tall that the closer you get to them, the more impressive they seem. And no matter how far you stretch your gaze, how high you look up, 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 there just seems to be no end to them. As if these stones, like pillars, stretch right up into the cosmos, beyond anything you can imagine. These stones are impressive. They look so solid and so strong. And they are. You know this. You feel this. You see this. The stone to the right calls you forth. And as you touch it, a door magically opens in it, and you step inside. You realize you're in the strength, the stone, the foundation, the pillar of masculine energy that stretches throughout the galaxy. This is the male energy in perfect balance. It's so beautiful. It's so powerful. You may or may not feel comfortable with this male energy. It may remind you or trigger old memory. Memories of your father and the relationship with him, or other men that have hurt or disappointed or caused you pain or discord at some level. Maybe things you're conscious of, or it may just be a subtle stirring of ancestral, historic, collective memory. But there's one thing for sure. You'll either feel that you can embrace this masculine energy fully and feel strengthened by it in your totality, or you'll sense a resistance. And that's okay. Just get a sense of whether you're embracing or whether you're resisting. If you're embracing, continue to embrace and take the journey with that masculine energy. Feel that supporting and nourishing you. Allow that to strengthen you, to become part of all that you are in perfect balance, in harmony. If, however, you feel resistant, if you feel that there's a discomfort or an unease or some kind of lack, like perhaps this energy is so unfamiliar to you that you don't really know how to deal with it, or you feel under attack, or just get a sense of what it brings up for you, and without analysing it, without feeling that you have to do anything in particular, just allow the inside of this stone sacred space to reflect and mirror to you everything that you now need to embrace. Any imbalance, any discrepancy, any sad tale that's unresolved, any fragmentation. For every time that the male energy has let you down, for every time you've been disempowered, for every time you've not had that support and that strength and that love, if this energy represents your father, then let that be seen. And look into his eyes. And at this time, in this space, at this moment, forgive. Forgive everything and set yourself free. Forgive all those males, brothers, work colleagues, those you've had relationships with, whatever pops up there in the mirror of that stone. Forgive, embrace, let all of that pain of separation be integrated by the light power of this star sister sacred space. Anything that you've not had the courage to face can now be dealt with easily in this place. Sometimes females in our lives can also carry strong male energies that could create disharmony or imbalance, frustration in our lives. And so it may not just be males that you see. There may be females with predominantly male energy that have caused you distress, that you now need to forgive so that you can set yourself free. Look into the inside of this stone that's polished so well that you can see the reflection from any inner sadness, from any inner grief, from everything that you need to see clearly now that needs to be released. And even if you don't know what it is, if you can't quite put your finger on it, you sense it, that you don't know what or how or where or why or when or what. In this sacred space, we can just deal with the lot. So just forgive Open your heart and let this sister space energy transmute the dark, transmuting it into light, bringing you back into your power. As you look into the eyes of your pure masculine self, I want you to look into your eyes and tell yourself that you love yourself. That you're ready to embrace the true masculine energy of this great cosmos. To bring it into balance and to utilize fully all that it's intended to bring. And when you feel ready and you know that your relationship with that energy is flowing harmoniously, you can just come back out of that sacred masculine pillar of strength. You're standing in front of both of those stones. Male stone there to the right, and the female just there to the left. Allow yourself to move to the feminine. See how tall and strong she stands. Look all the way up and just see that she's eternal. And see how far her base, her foundation is grounded in the earth, supported, held, nurtured. You can touch this stone, you can embrace her, and as you do, you'll taken within through a magical door. Before you know it, you're on the inside, that beautiful stone. You can feel the purity of the feminine energy, and you can see how you feel about that. Sense it. You can see if you're ready to just stand in that awesome power, showering in that light completely, without resisting, without holding back, that you can open your heart fully. And know that you're worthy of this, that you deserve it, It's your birthright. It's a connection to who you are, to everything. The natural rhythm and cycle throughout all of creation, harnessed here in this moment for you to embrace. You do want to embrace it, don't you? Let it in fully. The true you of you. Your feminine energy before the disempowerment, before the abuse, before the corruption, the purity of the wisdom and intelligence of that intuitive knowing, that sacred womb in which all is growing. Stand in that light and see how that feels. See if you can allow it into every single fibre of your being, every cell, every atom, every molecule. If there's any resistance, any little areas of discomfort, anywhere where you don't feel completely able to let go and receive, that's okay. Just forgive yourself in this moment. Forgiving yourself for all of the history of humanity. Knowing that the power is in taking responsibility. We're courageous enough to do that. Brave enough. Capable. Able. Sincere enough, ready. We can forgive. Can forgive ourselves. After all, we're the cosmic womb that's brought everything into being. The sisterhood. Creative force, the power to weave all life. On the inside of this sacred space, the stone is polished so beautifully that you can see yourself reflected. Take a moment to see all of those parts of yourself that have been hurt, that have been let down, that have been shamed, ridiculed, humiliated, disempowered, forgotten, deceived. Cut off, rejected, abandoned, abused, made to feel that it's all your fault, made to feel guilty. every one of those faces, every one of those aspects, as a right to be seen, to be held in this light, to be loved so fully that no matter what story they hold, that story, that memory can be healed forever. And though never forgotten, as is deeply woven into the fabric of what's helped to bring us to this point in time, the emotional charge of this story will no longer hold you back, will no longer define you, will no longer sabotage you, restrict you, limit you. All the faces, the aspects, the stories that you've held, now seen as one reflected in this stone, the sacred star sister space being held all around this pure heart frequency, transmuting the darkness to the light, forgiving, letting go, accepting, believing, knowing that everything has been part of creating a much bigger story. A story that brings us together in unity. Helping balance our humanity. Restoring us intuitively to live sacred lives, in relationship with our planet, with the cosmos, with each other, with great pride, with great consciousness. This great evolutionary step made now, as you allow the light to shine into all of these stories, all of these aspects, all of these parts that have been so deeply buried, so deeply held until this magnificent new moon time. It's time to release. It's time to let go. Allow yourself to receive the full power of this sacred female pillar of strength, intuitive wisdom and knowing, the pure feminine energy. Allow it to weave throughout the fabric of your being, bringing you into perfect balance. Take all the time you need to integrate that energy fully. And then you can gently move back from inside that sacred female pillar and stand again with both stones in front of you, the male to the right, the female to the left, strong, in perfect balance, pillars of strength within you, representing the energy of the feminine and the masculine before you, as these stones stretching right out into the cosmos, buried deep into the earth. See how magnificent they are. See how beautiful they look. See that they create a gateway. And when you feel ready, you can walk through that gateway into the deeper sacred space that is created. Take a journey within. Allow yourself to know and trust yourself as you step forward into this new phase, more confident, courageous, more balanced, happier, healthier, wiser, more grateful, more hopeful. This is your gateway. This is your time. Step forward. Embrace your eternal, forever nurturing divine. And so it is. And so it is that you are.